We see what's going on with the country right now, what a disaster that is with this new administration, how they're ruining all the great things that the former president Donald Trump did. We live in New York City where the mayor Bill de Blasio is the worst of all time and the governor Andrew Cuomo is a criminal and a creep. And we're kind of sick and tired of watching what's going on in and around us in this, which is a great country and a great city, falling apart. Now, we are just minutes away from New Jersey. You guys know I've got a ton of friends in New Jersey, and we worry about that state just as much as our state. And as I'm aligned, Cuomo, their governor, this putz, Phil Murphy, is in the same exact bag. In fact, there's a lot of them. Wolf in Pennsylvania, Whitmer in Michigan, certainly Newsom out in California. They're all the same. They're no good. They don't care about this country, and they're ruining our beautiful country. And Murphy is ruining that beautiful state of New Jersey. So, this guy, Jack Cittarelli, a couple of days ago, won the primary, Republican primary, and he's going to be the guy to go up against Phil Murphy. I don't know Jack. Bernie doesn't know Jack.
I don't know Jack.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
We've never met. We've never gone to a Giant game together. We haven't gone to Gabriella's together. We haven't watched The Real Housewives of New Jersey together. But he's our choice. He's our guy.
He is.
And we want him to win and win badly. So with that said, to our listening audience, say hello to the next governor of New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli. Jack, good morning, pal. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Great to be with you. Thanks for that introduction. And listen, you may not know Jack well, but Phil Murphy does, and he's scared.
All right.
Well, I'm glad to hear that he's scared. He should be scared. I don't understand how I understand they're overwhelmingly populated by Democrats, and they just vote D no matter what. But I don't know how you could look at Phil Murphy's record, especially during the COVID, and go, that's my guy. It seems like this is the perfect time, Jack, for you to get back to the Chris Christie days and remove a Democrat.
Well, we're going to make these the Jack Cittarelli days because the Jack Cittarelli days are better for New Jersey. And so I'm very, very excited about the campaign. And listen, there are more Democrats than Republicans, but that doesn't mean they're stupid. And they know that Phil Murphy's been bad for New Jersey. His decisions have killed seniors and veterans in our nursing homes, closed one out of three small businesses on Main Street, more than half of which are owned by minorities, women and women. And his lack of leadership have kept our kids out of school. And we're now the highest tax state in the nation. You add it all up, and we've got a real good story to tell over the next 5 months.
Yes, you really do. Listen, Sid mentioned Jack Cittarelli, running for governor in New Jersey as a Republican, just won the primary. But how has Governor Murphy gotten away with the nursing home stuff? I mean, he did the same thing Governor Cuomo did and that Whitmer did, quite frankly. But he seems not to be suffering the wrath of the loved ones of the people who died. Seems to be getting away with it. How is that?
Well, listen, part of it is the fact that North Jersey's always kind of been in the shadow of New York City. South Jersey's always kind of been in the shadow of the Philadelphia media market. But listen, this is what gubernatorial elections are all about. And we're going to put the spotlight over his failed record. And there'll be no escaping that spotlight. So, again, I'm looking forward to the campaign. We do lead the nation in COVID-19 deaths. And it's because of what he did in the nursing homes. And he'll try to push it off onto the private owners, not wanting to talk about that the greatest number of deaths took place in the state-owned and operated veterans' homes. And there are investigations that are taking place. So we'll continue to talk about all these things over the course of the next 5 months.
So, Jack, I'm talking to my dear friend Joe Beningo. He was my partner at WFAN. I don't know if you're a sports fan or not, but he's a very famous guy here in New York. But he lives in New Jersey, of course. And he says, bro, I can't vote for Cittarelli. I can't do it. I go, what are you talking about? What, are you going to vote for Phil Murphy? He goes, no, he's a never-Trumper. I said, wait a second. I was a never-Trumper. I voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. But by the time Donald Trump finished serving office in 2020, I loved Donald Trump. Voted for him over Joe Biden and almost cried the day he left. I think Cittarelli's the same exact guy as me. So am I right in describing you a guy that was once not a big Trump fan but came around by 2020?
A lot of people said a lot of things about Donald Trump back in 2015. His policies worked for the nation, okay? He played hardball with China. He won the war on ISIS. There was peace in the Middle East because he recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. There was border security. He did a great job on the economy, and he appointed conservative justices to the federal bench, all up and down the federal bench. His policies worked for the nation. He had my support, and I voted for him this past election season. And listen, my first son is he's a first lieutenant of the U.S. Army. Trump is his commander-in-chief. I support the president.
Yeah, okay, I love it. Jack Cittarelli, Republican candidate for governor in New Jersey on the Bernie and Sid Show. Hey, Jack, back to Phil Murphy and the businesses, what he did, the way he went out of his way to persecute businesses like the Attila's Gym down in Belmar, New Jersey. I mean, that was pretty disgusting when all these guys were trying to do was survive, really. And he boarded them up. He fined them. It was really disgusting. Tell us about that.
He shut down too much for too long. He has no appreciation for New Jersey's small business, Main Street economy, and his executive orders were terribly inconsistent, guys. If either one of you owned a jewelry store on Main Street, he shut you down saying you were non-essential. Yet the jewelry counter was open at Costco. If you were a bike shop, he shut you down to sell bikes. He let you stay open to do repairs. But Walmart was allowed to sell bikes. We were the last state in the region to reopen our car dealerships. 300,000 New Jerseyans work in hospitality, and last summer and fall were at only 35% indoor capacity. Come on. He's ruined the economy and hurt a great many people. And as I said, it's heartbreaking that one out of three small businesses have closed their doors forever. Those are mom-and-pop shops that have been in families for decades.
Enough of Phil Murphy. He's out. You're going to win. He's been a terrible, terrible governor. You're going to be great. Outside the obvious, which is the COVID situation, which has really harmed New Jersey and our state as well, and many states over the last 16 or 17 months, Jack, what other work do you have to do? What are other issues in New Jersey that you feel like you're the right guy to fix?
We're certainly going to talk about his lack of leadership in getting our schools back open. And listen, that had a really disproportionate effect on women, because more times than not, it was mom that had to stay home because the kids were remote learning. And so listen here, the data is pretty clear. Remote learning doesn't work. The science is pretty clear. We don't spread the virus by having our schools open. And the reality is clear. Our parents want our kids back in school. But because of his very conflicted and cozy relationship with the NJEA union leadership, he refused to take any leadership on this. And now he's talking about if we're open in September, kids will be in masks. Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow. Jeez. Wow, that's horrific.
I had to take Jersey Transit the other day to go somewhere in New Jersey. And I had to wear a mask, and I got yelled at. And the person on the train told me, you're lucky I don't kick you up the next stop because you got to wear a mask until September the 13th. I'm like, what? I've been double vaccinated. What is that, Jack?
Yeah, let's face it, guys. At this point in time, really, I really believe this. And this doesn't mean, by the way, that I don't take the virus seriously, okay? But we know a lot more today than we did over a year ago. And I really do believe we're at a point right now where it's very much like the seasonal flu. And we don't do these things with the seasonal flu. We don't need to do this right now.
You're right about that. It is child abuse. Jack Cittarelli, I got to tell you, I love the way you sound. We love the way you sound. Jack Cittarelli for governor in New Jersey against Phil Murphy in November. Jack, one last question. Does Hirsch Singh really live in his mom's basement?
Let me answer it this way, guys. If you're running for governor, I think you should pay property taxes. Ours are the highest in the nation, and that's a focal point for my campaign. And I've promised the people of New Jersey, by the time my first 4 years are done, we'll no longer have the worst property tax in the nation. We'll no longer have the highest business taxes in the nation. We'll no longer have the highest personal income taxes in the nation. And we'll lower the crushing tax burden that punishes New Jerseyans every single day. Yep. Those are the things that Phil Murphy never talks about.
I will tell you that I've lived in a lot of places, Jack. I now live on the Upper West Side in New York City. It's a dump. I lived in Boca Raton, which is beautiful, down in Florida for 16 years. But my favorite residence ever was my little house on Elm and Serpentine in Tenafly, New Jersey. I lived there between 2003 and 2005. And I loved living in Bergen County. So that state is near and dear to me. We are big, big enthusiastic supporters of you. We want Murphy out. We want you in. Bernie and Sid, your new headquarters, as you march your way towards the governorship. Thank you for coming on today, and best of luck to you.
Guys, thank you. Looking forward to next time.
You got it. Jack Cittarelli, yep. Folks. There he is, the next governor of New Jersey. Got to be voting for Jack. That's the bottom line.
No question.
Right?
No question. He's a strong, strong candidate. Very smart guy. Conversant on a lot of issues. You can tell the mask issue right there. I mean, I like the cut of his jib.